Begin the current daf, Masechta Zechulin, daf Yud Gimel. Begin 6 lines down at the top of the Yamut, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had introduced, related to the halacha, the Mishnah, that said, although everyone's shechit is kasher, however, that of a cher shechit v'katan is not valid even after the fact. However, said the Mishnah, if they're slaughtering in v'cherim ra'im ma'isim, others see the cher shechit v'katan doing it, so then it's going to be valid. As the Gemara explained, our Mishnah is like Reb Nosson, who says a minor does not need, although a minor doesn't have machshava, doesn't have a thought process. However, shechita doesn't require machshava, and therefore it's going to be valid. But that's by chulin. However, the halacha is by kachin, the slaughtering does require machshava. So Rabbi Yochanan asked, does a katan have machshava or not? So the Gemara qualified based on the Mishnah Maseches Kelim and says, if there's an action together with his, that's supporting his machshava, then for sure he's going to have machshava. If he has just a pure machshava, then it's not going to be machshava. Rabbi Yochanan's question was specifically in the case of when there's machshavti nikeres mitech maisav, which is when he takes, let's say, a carbon oila from the southern part of the Azara, where it's not valid to slaughter over there, and he brings it to the north. Now, why is he bringing it to the north? It would seem to be that his thought is, because I'm bringing carbon oila. So that seems to be that he's having a machshava, and therefore it should be valid. Or maybe not, since he didn't verbalize it and say that he's doing it for that utility, maybe it's not going to be considered a machshava, and that was Rabbi Yochanan's question. However, the Gemara asks, but Hanami Amr B'Yechon Chadazim, but B'Yechon himself already once clarified this halach himself. Did not learn the Mishnah Masechta Machshirin. The Mishnah says, Hamala Peresav Legag Mepnei Hakanima. If someone brings up his produce to his roof because of the insects, which are in the beans and in the lentils, the Yard Aleim Tal. And once it was on the roof, so it's the rain could get on it. Now, so the dew then settled and made the produce moist. Now, says the Mishnah, they don't have the halacha of that water was put onto them. Because the halacha is that produce only becomes susceptible to tumah once it became in contact with one of the 7 primary liquids, which water is one of them. Here the halacha is that it's not going to be considered as if water was put on it to make it susceptible to tumah. The reason is because he didn't want this dew to be on the produce. And therefore, it's not going to be susceptible, which the title of the Masechta Machshirin, that it's hochshir, to now be vulnerable to tumah if a sheretz is going to touch it at a later point in time. Why? Because we need, the way the pasuk is written, kiyiten, and it's pronounced kiyutan, which is, when a person puts it, obviously he's doing with his intention. But then it's read kiyutan, even if it's done by itself, but it has to be also the person's intention and that he wants it to be like that. So here, even though the dew gets put onto the grain, but that wasn't his intention, he never wanted that, therefore it's not going to be susceptible to tumah. But it says the Mishnah bim niskam lekach. But let's say he did intend that also, besides, let's say for the insects, he also wanted that, okay, it could use some of that moisture from the dew, whether when he had put it up, that was his intention initially, or even at a later point in time, before the dew dried off. He was like, you know, I'm happy that the dew is on there. Then harehin b'chiyutan, then it has the halacha of kiyutan. As the Gemara says elsewhere in Bab Metzia, if the dew is still on there and he's happy, that's midaito, he desires it, he likes it, then that qualifies for kiyutin, that if it was put onto it, even though that wasn't his intention originally, but as long as it's still on there and he sees and he's happy, that's going to be qualified that now it's in contact with one of the 7 liquids and he wants it, and it could be susceptible to tumah. Now, but let's say helim chereshet v'katan. Let's say a minor, or a deaf mute, or a mentally deranged individual, they bring up the grain to the roof because of the insects. Says the Mishnah, Afa Pishin Niskamnu Lekach, even if that after the dew was already on the grain, not initially when they brought it up, but afterwards the miner, let's say, sees that the dew is on it and he's intending, he's like, oh, that's good, I'm happy that the dew is on it. Einan b'chiyutan, that will not make it into being susceptible to tumah of kiyutan. Why? Mimnei sheyesh len ma'isa, says the Mishnah, because miners, charashim, shaitas, they have actions that will concretize things in halacha, but v'ein le machshava. But they don't have a thought process, meaning their machshava does not qualify in halacha as a machshava. And the vulnerability here of the tumah is dependent on the person's thought process. Because here his act of bringing it up to the roof was not an action, because that he didn't bring up for the rain. That, like we explained, he was bringing up for the insects. Later on, when the dew is on, he's like, oh, that's such a good thing. So by a thinking adult, that turns it into kiyutan. But by a minor or a cheresh or a shatan, their machshavas are not machshavas, but that's not going to qualify for it to be chiyutan. That's what the Mishnah says. The Amr Rabbi Yechon, and he had said, lo yishan, we didn't learn this halacha, that even if they have that intention, it's not going to qualify as kavana, as intention, to make it vulnerable to tumah, as elishalei hipach ben. Only if, after the dew had already settled on one side of the grain, that he didn't then go ahead and turn it over to the other side so that the other side should get moist from the dew. Aval hipach behem, it says Rabbi Yechanan, but if let's say the miner goes and turns it over, where now it's what's called maisav meichichin, his actions are proving, even though he's not specifying his thought process, but since it's obvious that that's his intention, that he wants it to get moist and wet, then says Rabbi Yechanan, hareze bechiyutan, then it will qualify for kiyutan, meaning that we see that even though he's not saying it, but it's machshavti nikeris mitech maisav. We obviously could understand, actions speak louder than words, we could realize when he's flipping it over, it's obviously because it's not just to protect from the insects, because that could stay on one side. He's obviously doing because he wants it to get wet, and therefore it is going to qualify as a machshava. Because if you would think it's talking about when he specified his thought process, when he was turning it up, turning it over, obviously Rabbi Yechanan would not have to tell us that, because that the Mishnah, as we mentioned in the previous daf, explicitly says that yesh len maisav. And this Mishnah too says that the Ketanim and the Cheresh and Shaita, they have an action, they just don't have a Machshava. So obviously what Rabbi Yechanan is saying is, even if he didn't verbalize it, but it's obvious from his action, because he's turning it upside down, that then it's going to be considered Machshava. So what are you saying? Rabbi Yechanan's question was in the category of Machshavti in the Keres Metech Maisav, here he says explicitly that is considered Machshava. Says Gemara Hachikim in Ba'ilei. No, this is what Rabbi Yechanan's question was. This that he had said, which was the halacha that we just brought now, that he heard from his teachers, that yes, machshavta nikeres mitech maisav, when you could realize what he's thinking through his actions, that it is a machshava, as if he had specified it when he was doing the action, that's why we're saying it will be b'chiyutan when he turns it on the other side. But his question was, which was what we mentioned in the previous daf, what's his question when he says, does the katan have machshava not? He has the machshava. But his question was, is that d'oraisa? Is that a biblical law? And therefore, we're going to rely on that. It's considered machshava, even to be lenient. Like the question we had mentioned earlier from the previous daf, that when he's taking the carbon oil from the south to the north, which it's machshavta in the keres metach maisav, because he's not saying why he's doing it, and therefore it's going to be even valid, or maybe this halacha is only rabbinic, which is a stringency that the rabbis say, okay, we're going to consider it as an action, and it's going to be like it's a machshava if it's nikar mitech maisav, and therefore when he turns it over to the other side, okay, so it seems like that's the thought he's having, and therefore it's going to be considered a hechsher. But regarding biblical law, we're not going to consider it as an action, and therefore regarding the case that we had asked regarding carbon oilo, which would be a leniency, that we don't say, because the sages don't say their words to be lenient on biblical law, because that would be considered uprooting biblical law. Rather, as a stringency, as a faith, as a fence, as a safeguard, they said, okay, as a stringency, we'll consider it as kiyutim, because that's a chumrah. But the kulo, to say that carbon oil is going to be kosher, not necessarily, that was Rabbi Yochanan's question. Yes, we do say machshavta in keres metech maisav, like we just said, but is that only lechumrah as rabbinic law? Or is even on biblical level, which would therefore we would use even as a leniency regarding the halachas of the carbon oil? That's one version. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnihachi, he learned the question of Rabbi Yochanan in a different version. That Amr B'chi Rabba, as we had started off this discussion in the previous daf, he says, Boyer B'yechanan, Kotn Yeshle Maisa, the way it was originally said was, Rabbi Yechanan's question was, Kotn Yeshle Machshava. Here he's saying, does a miner have an action? Meaning, if he does an action which proves and it adds fuel to his thought that he's having, meaning, he specifies that's why he's doing it, as we had explained in the previous daf. When he's bringing the carbon oil from the southern part of the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, to the north. And he says that he's doing it because the south is invalid. So that's why he's bringing it to the north. So his Maisa is supporting his Machshava. Does that consider that he has an action and therefore it's going to be like he's having Kavana for a carbon oil? Or Ein Le Maisa does not have an action. And therefore it's not going to qualify even when he's doing a concrete action to make this into a thought that he needs to have, that even then it's not going to be valid. So Amli Rabami, Rabami asked Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, says, why is Rabbi Yechanan asking when he has a only with a ma'isa? But to Bailey Machshava, let him ask his question even when the miner has only a thought, like a regular slaughtering, and he's having in mind that it should be an ayla, where the act of slaughtering is not an action proving regarding the thought, because all slaughterings look the same. Ask it over there, and say, does a cotton have a machshava? Now, why didn't he ask it even that maybe he has a machshava with just a regular machshava? Oh, because it's not a machshava like we brought the Mishnah in the previous daf and Kalim, because the Mishnah explicitly says that no, miners do not have machshava. It's not valid. Their intent just with thought cannot have halachic validity.
So then, why is he asking regarding the action with the thought that it also should not be a question? Does not Yeshla Maisa, because that Mishnah also says explicitly the other way, that they do have a Maisa with a Machshava, that it would make his thought process valid. That answer to Pechi Barabba, no, Hachikim Bailey. This is what Rabbi Yochanan's question was. This that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, when the child goes and hollows out the acorn or the pomegranate, that it says that he does have an action. That halacha, is that a raisa? Is that biblical? And that we would even rely as a leniency when slaughtering a korban ayla in the north and say it's valid because he is having a machshava lishma for the shem ayla? Drabbanon. Or was that halacha only rabbinic law and that's only used as a stringency, like the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim is a chumrah, where the rabbis say, okay, we'll make it susceptible to tumah through the minor's action of hollowing it out together with his intention. But regarding korban ayla, which is leniency, maybe there we didn't say. That was Rabbi Yochanan's question. Now, says the Gemara, Pashut, Rabbi Yochanan resolved this question as follows. Yesh lehen ma'isa, a minor, and this resolves both this version and the previous Gemara's version. Yesh lehen ma'isa. The minor has an action, meaning if he's doing a supporting action, like hollowing out a vessel, together with a thought, or let's say bringing the korban ayla from the south of the Azara, and he's saying he's doing it because he's bringing it to the north because that's the only place that's kosher. He has an action, vafilim ederais, even on biblical level, and therefore it's even going to be, as a leniency, it's going to be kosher. Ein lehen machshava, and if he has just a thought process, it's not going to be considered machshava vafilim ederabanan, even as a stringency, like we brought in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, if he thinks he wants to use this hollowed out acorn as a vessel, it's not going to be even as a stringency. And machshavta nikeres mitech ma'isa, regarding the last case we had discussed, which we started off this daf with, if let's say he's doing an action, but it's not a supporting action because it's not a concrete action proving this thought, it just seems to be from that action, that would seem to be what he's thinking, so that is somewhere in the middle. Midereisa einlay. So there, it's not going to be considered on the biblical level as a machshava. So therefore, regarding the first question we had asked regarding the korban ayla, we're not going to be able to rely on that. So when he just takes the ayla from the south and brings it to the north, and he doesn't say, but it would seem to be that that's his intention, that is not considered a valid machshava. Maybe he's bringing it because he has no room in the south. We don't know why. But rabbinically, when that's machshavat and keres mitech ma'isav, then as we brought then that Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan qualified for machshirin, that when he flips it over, because he wants the dude to get on the other side, which he's not saying explicitly, but it seems to be obvious what his intention is, that then it would make it vulnerable, it would be machshirin to be mekabel tumah, because rabbinically then we do consider it as a machshava. Now, related to this idea, the Gemara says, b'yimenei Shmuel m'Rav Huna, which we're talking about having a machshava by slaughtering a korban by kachin. So he says, "Minayin lemisasik b'kachim." From where do we know that someone is involved in something else when he's coming to slaughter a korban? For example, if let's say he's just busy picking up a knife, or he just wants to throw it, and it happens to slaughter a korban where he had no intention whatsoever to slaughter, where do we know shum pasul that it's going to be invalid? Now, the reason why it's that type of case is because if let's say he intended it to be a slaughtering, albeit not to slaughter this as a korban, then it's actually going to be kosher. It's just not fulfilling the owner's obligation because it wasn't done lishma, so it's not fulfilling his obligation, but then it's going to be kosher. But how do we know if, let's say, he had no intention of slaughtering, that although we said, let's say, by chulin, as we explained in our Mishnah, by chershayt v'katan, it's going to be kosher, how do we know by kachim that it's going to be pasul, invalid? Shenem, like it says, the pasul can be yikr. It says, v'shachar es ben habakar, that it should slaughter the young calf, telling that the slaughtering should be for the ben bakr, for the young bull, that's what it should be for, that it has to be lishma. So Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, no, zub yedenu, this pasuk we already knew that this is the source, that it's a mitzvah to have intention for the shechita at the time, and also shechita for the kachim, when you come in to slaughter the animal of kachim. My question was, la'akiv minayin, how do we know that it's even going to be ma'akiv, that if he didn't have intention, that not only is not going to fulfill the mitzvah, that's even going to be possible. It's going to make that invalid shechita. So that's what some have the girsa, some don't. Tamalaimram, l'ritzayinchem tizbachu. It says in the pasuk, for your desire, you should slaughter it, which is l'daitchem zavuchu, that with your intention, you to slaughter it, means that you have to have intention. So the pasuk is repeating it a second time. That's what's called shanul of a kasav la'akav. And the pasuk repeats something a second time. And the idea of kachim, that's telling you that it's ma'akav, it's integral, and that if you don't do it, it's not only going to be not fulfilling a mitzvah, it's going to be pasul.
Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah in our second series of Mishnayos of this Perka, Kol Sheichtin, where we said that everyone slaughtering is okay. Our Mishnah says, however, b'shchitas evi kachav, the slaughtering of an idolater of a non-Jew, even if he does a halachically sound and others see that he did it okay, still nevelet can be considered as a non-properly slaughtered animal, like a dead animal carcass, and therefore metama b'masa, it even transmits tuma for someone who carries it, which the Gemara is going to ask, obviously, if you're considering it as a nevela, of course it's going to be metama b'masa as the classic halacha of nevela. But one thing the Gemara says, it makes a diak and says, nevela in. If a non-Jew, an idolater, slaughters it, it's going to be considered as nevela, but Israel no aloi. But it's not going to be prohibited to have any benefit from that slaughtered animal from the non-Jew. Says the Gemara Mantana. So who's the town of a Mishnah? So Rabbi Yechon, this is the like Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer. The year of Eliezer, because it was like Rabbi Eliezer, he says, as the Gemara brings later on, Perak HaSheichet, Avla Mechesem HaBeis, even in the case where a Jew slaughtered it, but it was for the purpose of a non-Jew, that then the meat is prohibited to have even benefit from it. Because he said, Stam machshavas evid kechavim, the general assumption of the thought process of a non-Jew, where in that case he's the owner, and here we're discussing if he's the one that's slaughtering, is lavoidis kechavim, is idolatry. And avoidis zara is also to have benefit from. So our Mishnah is saying that that says that a non-Jew slaughters, it's only nevela, and you just can't eat it, but that it's permitted to have anafim, from, it's not like Rabbi Eliezer, who would say, actually, no, generally a non-Jew is being done by avodah zara, and it would even be aser bahana. Moreover, Rabbi Ami says, Hachiktani, this is what our Mishnah is saying. Shchitas aybikachav nevela, when a non-Jew slaughters, it's considered nevela. Now, hadamin, but if let's say we're talking about a min, who is like a priest, and actually Rashi points out, it's even talking about if this min, this priest of idolatry, is a Jew. Which the inference of our Mishnah is coming to tell us that it's only by a non-Jew, a regular non-Jew, an idolatrous person, that then it's only a nevela. But if he's a priest, even a Jewish priest of idolatry, is lavaitz kechavim. His intention then is for idolatry, and then it's even going to be usher b'hanot to have forbidden to have any benefit from it at all. Whereas Rashi points out, Reb Ami is not disagreeing with Reb Chiya, because most definitely, like Reb Chiya said, our Mishnah is not like Reb Eliezer, and he would agree with that. It's just that he holds that you don't have to make that inference from our Mishnah, because obviously, if the Mishnah is telling us that when the non-Jew slaughters a nevela, obviously he's telling us that it's permitted to have benefit from it. But rather, what it's coming to tell us, and obviously then we don't consider Stam Avit Kachav and Lavit Kachav, but rather he says what the Mishnah's inference is coming to tell us is, but if it's a min, like a priest that did it, then it's going to be Asa even Bahana. So says the Gemara, Tanina lahadatan rabbanan. This inference that Rabbam is telling us from our Mishnah comes to support that which we learned in the Braisa, which in other words, that what they're telling is that obviously the halacha is like that Braisa, and the fact that the inference of our Mishnah supports that idea, which is that the Braisa says, Shchitas min, when this priest, again, even if it's a Jew, and for sure if it's a non-Jew, it's just that obviously this Braisa that we're about to bring is told by a Jew from the fact that it says that his produce is Tevel and his children are Mamzeim, which are only halachas that apply to a Jew. But what we're saying is that we see that when the min slaughters is lavoidis kachavim, his intention is idolatry, and that's why we said that that's the inference our Mishnah is telling us, that then it would even be aser b'hana, not like just a regular oibu kachavim, a regular non-Jew, that then it would be only aser b'chila, but actually permitted b'hana. But by min, we're assuming it's for idolatry and it's forbidden to have even hana from it. Moreover, by a min, pitoi paskuti, the bread of this priest for this idol, his bread is like the kuthian bread, which in Seder Zeraim tells us that Rabbi Eliezer says that the bread of a kuti, or the sect of people that were brought, these kuthians that had this questionable status of if they're Jews or not, that their bread is like the meat of swine, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Shviyas. And yayin yayin nesach, the wine of a min is like the wine that's poured as libations for avodah zarah. Svarav, the scrolls, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim that a min writes, are like Sifri Kaisman, are like the books that the diviners, those who have divination, like the prophets of the Baal, of the avodah zarah, where they wrote it for the purpose of idolatry. As the Gemara says, Masechta Gittin from Mehem Beis, if a min writes a Sefer Torah, you burn it. And Peiros of Tval, and his produce is considered untied. V'yesham, and some say, by a min, even if it's a Jew, as a Ketin Tamad Beis, Banam Mamzerim, that even his children are considered illegitimate children, that his wife had relations with other men, because he's not particular with his wife, and he lets her do what she wants to. Now, the Tanakama, who are not like the Yeshayim, don't say his children are Mamzerim, is because Ishtle Mafker, even though he's a min, he doesn't just let his wife do whatever she wants to, and therefore they wouldn't have to assume that his children are Mamzerim. Now again, but that was the dik that we made from the Mishnah, that it's only of kechavim that the bus is like nevela by a shchita, but by min, it would even be asabana, because we're assuming it's for idolatry. The Mishnah had said, Amamah, the time of the Mishnah said, Shchitas Evik Kachav Nevela. When a non-Jew, which generally in Talmudic times a regular non-Jew was an idolater, that his slaughtering is Nevela, makes the meat into a dead animal. It's not a proper slaughtering. Now, as the Gemara, so we're saying, but it's only Nevela. It's permitted to have benefit. You just can't eat it like a Nevela. But we should suspect that maybe that non-Jew is not just a regular idolater. Maybe he's a priest. And therefore, that should even make it forbidden to have benefit from it. Because a min is, like we said, someone that's not just a regular idolater. He's very attached to his idolatry. Which, actually, a Jew that's a min is more severe than a regular non-Jew who worships Avai Dezara, because a min is very attached, and all his thoughts and everything is about the idol. So we should suspect by a regular non-Jew that is a min, and therefore how could we have benefit from the meat that he slaughtered? So Amrav Nachman, Rabbi Barav, he says, Ein minin ba'umas avdi kechavim. There are no priests in the nations of the non-Jews. So I asked him, v'okachin chazin deka, but we see obviously that there are priests by the non-Jews. So that Amos says, the Gemara, no, say, Ein Reiv Evdi Kachav Minin. No, we don't have the majority of non-Jews being priests. So therefore, the Minin are the minority. And we're, like we say, Lemi'utu Lechashinu, we're not concerned for minorities, and therefore we don't have to suspect that it's a Min, rather a regular non-Jew, and therefore it's just going to be like a Nevela, but not Asabana. Says the Gemara, Savala Kihada Amr B'chir Bar'aba Amr B'yechanan, because this theme is going like what B'chir Bar'aba said in Rabbi B'yechanan. The Nachum Shabbachutz Laaretz, the reason why we're not assuming that there are so many Minin, is because the non-Jews out of Eretz Yisrael, they're not really idol worshippers. It's just a custom of their fathers in their hands, they're just doing their religion out of rote, and they're following this idol, but they're not really believers. There's not many Minin, only minority. No one's really attached to idolatry as it used to be with their fathers, who are really followed the idol, and therefore we don't have to suspect that there's any meaning to treat their meat as actually for idolatry and make it asabana. Now, a related, similar teaching, Amar Yisab Amenyumi Amar of Nachman, says, Ein meaning b'umes evdi kechavim. There is no, what it means to say is, there's no halacha of min on even the non-Jewish meaning. Meaning, even if there's a priest, an idolatrous priest by a non-Jew, we don't even treat him as the halacha of min. Of what we, how you generally treat someone that's totally attached as a priest to an idol. So the Gemara is Lamai. For what is Rav Nachman saying? If he's saying that we don't treat the non-Jewish min as a min for his slaughtering, that's not going to be asabano as avodah zarah. And that is the Gemara. Hashta shchitas min di Yisrael amar asir. But if you say even by a Jew who's a min for idolatry, that you say his slaughtering is going to be forbidden to even have benefit from it. So do we have to tell you by a non-Jewish min that for sure he's going to be attached and generally all his thoughts are for the idol, that for sure it should be asabahana? Ella, rather, what are you going to say? Limayridin. We don't consider them as a min for a different halacha, that of throwing them down into the pit. Shtei Gemara says, and Avay Dezar Dav Chavav Mebeiz, the halacha is if you encounter a min, you throw him down into a pit and for sure you don't take him out. But a regular non-Jew, idolatrous non-Jew, and those who are shepherds of small livestock, even a Jew, the halacha is you don't take him out of the pit, but you don't throw him into the pit. So what are you going to say? That we don't consider the non-Jewish minin as a min to say that you throw him down into the pit. Well, that is the Gemara Hashtad Yisrael Maridin. If even a Jewish min, you throw him down into the pit, if it's a non-Jewish idolatrous min, do you have to say that of course you throw him into the pit? What do you mean you don't consider him as a min? So Rav Amar Ukva Bar Chami says it's lekabel mehen carbon. What Rav Nachman is referring to was we don't consider them as a min regarding receiving their karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Where the halach is that we receive karbanis, sacrifices from all of them, and we bring it on the Mizbeach, even by a non-Jew, that's a min. Because in contrast, actually a Jewish min, we do not. As the end of this brisa that the Gemara is going to quote says, except for a Jew that's a mumer, consider a renegade Jew, that he pours wine libations for Avodah Zarah, even though he's not even a mumer for other mitzvahs, and he brings a carbon, we do not receive a carbon from him, as we already explained this stuff, Heim and Aleph. The time like learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, it says in the Pasuk, that speak to the Jewish people and tell them if a person is going to sacrifice Mikem from you a carbon, that then this is what he's supposed to do. Now, Mikem means from you is exclusionary terminology. From. But not all of you. Which Jew is it is excluding? It excludes the renegade Jew that we don't accept kavanas from him, which for sure a min is in that category. Moreover, but mikem means from you, which is from you, the Jewish people, meaning, Bochem chilakti, in you, the Jewish people, you is who I had made this division and said we're going to exclude the mumer. But not by the non-Jews. That there, even if someone is a mini so attached to his idol, still his karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash is going to be valid. Now, Rashi asks, although the Braisa explicitly says this teaching of Rav Nachman, so why doesn't the Gemara ask, Tanina, we learned this already, as many times the Gemara says this, well, what are you saying? It's an explicit Tanoik text. Is because, says Rashi, not all Amairam knew and heard every single Braisa. But someone that's learned in the Mishnah, if an Amir is going to say that, then yes, we ask, my Kamashamon Tanina, we already learned this, but here you're right, his halacha is explicitly being mentioned in this Braisa, and that's what Rav Nachman was told about regarding this halacha about a carbon. Now, however, the Gemara asks on this Braisa, which is the same teaching as Rav Nachman, Mimai, from where do we know to interpret this pasuk like this, to say that we don't treat the meaning of the Kacham like min, mean that we accept their karbanas, because by the Jewish people we differentiate, but not by the non-Jews, the Mahachikama, maybe we're saying the opposite way. Mi Yisrael, from the Jewish people, mitzadiki kibul, only from the righteous Jews we receive their karbanas, mirushi leitekabul, from the renegades, the mamarim, the wicked people, then we don't accept. Maybe the inference is, but regarding the non-Jews, klal klal lai, maybe they're, you're right, then we don't differentiate, because maybe that we don't accept any of their karbanas. How do we know that to say we always accept their karbanas? So the Gemara, no, loy sakadat, he can't entertain that. Because the Tanya Lutin of Bryce is a different pasuk that says ish. It should have just said ish. Matam alame ish ish. Why does it say, that says the word ish two times, where it says, every man, mi beis Yisrael, from the Jewish people, and min agar, agar bi Yisrael, and from the converts in the Jewish people, that's going to bring his carbon, etc. Why say the word ish two times? Says the Braisa, l'rabbis ha'evdi kachav, it's going to include the non-Jews. Shenayjim nedarim, minadavis ki Yisrael, the extra word ish comes to include the non-Jews, that they could also take vows and bring donations of karbanas like the Jewish people. So you obviously see that they could bring karbanas, and therefore, if we're saying we don't differentiate, is that we don't differentiate that even a min of the kachavim can bring a karban. It's regarding that that we said we don't treat the min of the kachavim like a min, that we accept his karban, unlike a min Yisrael. The Gemara continues, as we had mentioned, the Mishnah that said that when a non-Jew slaughters, it's considered as a nevela, umetame b'masa, and his slaughtered meat is actually going to transmit tuma as a dead animal carcass, where if one carries it, it conveys tuma. Now the Gemara asks, pshita, obviously, even the nevela, once you tell me that his meat is like a nevela, like a dead animal carcass, obviously umetame b'masa, obviously he's going to transmit tuma through carrying, as the pasuk says in Mikra Dalet, v'anei says nevelasa, if someone carries his nevela, gets tuma, where even if he doesn't touch it. Samar Rabbi says, you're right, but this is what the Mishnah is saying. It's saying it for the inference. It's saying, Zu, when a regular non-Jew idolatrous, Ibi Kachavim, slaughters a piece of meat, that's where Matamba Bamasa. It's coming to infer, saying, yeah, here's what we consider just an Avela, and therefore, yes, obviously, it transmits Tuma only by carrying. But, V'yesh Locha Acheres, the inference coming to tell us, but there is a different situation when a non-Jew slaughters, Shemitama Filba Oil, that'll transmit Tumah even in a larger capacity, even by just being in the same tent, in the same covered area. The Ezoi, and what's that case? Zutakrovis Abetz Kechavim, that's when the non-Jew actually sacrifices it for idolatry, which we're going to later quote, that he says that when they slaughter, they bring it as a carbon for Avodah Zarah, then it's not just going to be Tamah like in the Vela, then it's even going to be Tamah in the oil like for Avodah Zarah. Ikadamri, there are those that say actually that a different version. Amar Rava, he said, in his answer, he says, this is what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Zu mitamah b'masa. This, when the non-Jew slaughters the piece of meat, it's going to transmit tumah only when it's being carried. Meaning, because the tumah that happens when a non-Jew slaughters is only like a regular nevela that wasn't properly slaughtered, which transmits tumah with masa. However, there is no tumas oil whenever a non-Jew slaughters. And therefore, that's what the next words of the Mishnah is coming to say, that b'yesh locha acheres shikazu, and there's therefore another situation which is just like this, shemetame b'masa, that only transmits tumma when it's being carried, but ve'ena metame b'ayel, but it does not transmit tumma in the same covered area. Ve'ezo, and what's that? Zutakrebis abaytze kechavim, this is when the non-Jew goes and sacrifices it and slaughters it for idolatrous purposes, for an idol. Even when he's slaughtering it for abaytze zara, it's still only going to have tumas masa and not tumas oil. Or another version, Rashi says, is the way this second version is explaining the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah is saying that when a non-Jew slaughters, it becomes nevela. And therefore, it's going to have the same tumah as regular nevelas. This, that the next words in the Mishnah say, umetama b'masa, is referring to the second case. that it's referring to when it's takrebus avodah zarah, when it's being sacrificed and slaughtered for avodah zarah, and it's saying that there's another slaughtering that's just like this. In other words, it's not more stringent than the case that we described, that it's only going to make tumma by carrying and not by oil, which is a delayed Rabbi Yehuda Maseir. According to the second version, Rabbi was saying that Amishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda Maseir, because the time like Lunda Braisa, whichever version was saying, whether it's saying that it is like Rabbi Yehuda Maseir or not, he says, where do we know something that's brought as a carbon by a non-Jew? That it's going to transmit tumma in the same covered area, which we're saying even in oil. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, that they attached themselves to this avodah zara of balpar, and they ate the sacrifices of the dead, which is referring to what the sacrifices that made for avodah zara. But one thing we see was comparing idolatry to dead. Just like a dead person transmits tumma in the same covered area, so too that which is sacrificed of avodah zara also transmits tumma in the same oil, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Maseir's teaching, and therefore that's the two versions of Rava, that even the Mishnah is coming to say that only by a regular non-Jew, then it's only nevela, and here it's going to be only metamba b'masa, but inferring, but when it's a higher level of severity, when he's doing it for the idol, then it's going to be tumas oil like Rabbi Maseir. Or the second version is saying that no, it's saying that, and there's another case that's also only this, only metamba b'masa, which is even when he's doing takrivis abidazara, not like Rabbi Maseir, and it's still going to have only tumas masa and not tumas oil. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on this theme regarding the laws of Shechita. Hashechit b'layla, someone slaughters at nighttime. And v'chein asum eshashachat, also if a blind person slaughters, says the Mishnah, Shechita sikshera, his slaughtering is valid. Now the Gemara infers, it says hashechit, the one who slaughters, which sounds like dievet in, only after the fact, yes. But look at chilalai, initially he should not slaughter at nighttime because he might not slaughter the majority of the pipes of the animal, and he's not going to know because he can't see because it's at nighttime. So to a blind person. But Rimini, the Gemara asks, but there seems to be a contradiction from a Braisa. Braisa says, La'olam sheichet, and the person could always slaughter, bein b'yayim or bein b'layla, whether during daytime, whether at nighttime, bein b'reisha gag, bein b'reisha svina, whether on the top of a roof, whether on the top of a boat. Now, Rashi points out regarding this last halacha of on the top of a roof and top of a boat, although the Mishnah actually says in Perek HaSheichet later in the Memalav, that we do not slaughter an animal in that its blood should pour into the seas or into the rivers, so that people shouldn't say that he's slaughtering for the angel of the sea, which would be for idolatrous purposes, and neither should he slaughter into vessels, so they shouldn't say, oh, why is he receiving the blood? He's not doing a carbon based on Mikdash. Obviously, he wants to spray the blood for idolatry, so how does this Braisa say that he could slaughter on the top of a boat if it's going to go spilling into the sea? So it says Rashi, even so, he could slaughter on the top of roofs, and you're not concerned that, first of all, why going top of a roof? Maybe you're slaughtering to the constellations in the heavens, and that's why you're slaughtering for idolatrous purposes. Or if, let's say, he receives it in the vessel, it's because everyone knows that he can't make his roof dirty. So that's why he's putting into bowls, not because he needs it to throw off his zav, simply just he doesn't want his roof to get dirty, and therefore there's no suspicion. So too, when he's slaughtering on top of a boat, everyone knows that since he's on the boat, obviously he's going to slaughter that the blood should pour into the sea, because he doesn't want to make his boat dirty. So there's not those suspicions. Therefore the Braisa says, that's okay, you could slaughter on top of a roof, and into vessels, and also on the boat, even though it's going to go in the water, that's okay. But one thing we see, is that it says a person is allowed to, la'olam shaychatin, even at nighttime. So it sounds like even like a tchila, not like our Mishnah. So Amar Papa says, this the Braisa teaches us that you could slaughter even initially at nighttime, is Bishavuka connector. It's talking about when he has a torch opposite him, that it's all lit up, so he could see, it's just like daytime. Our Mishnah that says, L'ketchila not during the nighttime, is when there's no torch over there, you can't see so well. And Amar Vashi says, Dekinami, it's precise reading like that. Because Diktani Hasim, we learned it within the Braisa, that what was the other case that was saying with nighttime? Dumi Dayim. We're saying Bimba Yem Bimba Laila. So it's saying nighttime is similar to daytime, which is, when's nighttime similar to daytime? When you have a torch that you can see. Then it's even like a tchila. V'hacha Dumi Desumya. But here in our Mishnah, it's similar to a Sumo, because our Mishnah said two cases near each other. It says whether he's blind or whether it's nighttime. Shmamina, obviously that's talking about when there's no light, like a blind person. That, as we said from the inference of a Mishnah, is only b'dievet, but like a tchila not, because they can't see, and maybe didn't slaughter the majority of the pipes, and therefore it wouldn't be a valid shechita.